This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The search is on for the gunman who assassinated the president of Haiti, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jovenel Moïse was shot and killed in his home. Ambassador Bouchid Edmond says it's the work of mercenaries.
This horrible act was carried out by well-trained professional killers, commandos. They were speaking Spanish.
Moïse had no political experience before becoming president, campaigning under the nickname Banana Man. He was a banana producer. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph is now in charge in Haiti. He told the AP he delivered a message to the people.
I asked them to keep calm, that everything is under control. And I also declare a state of emergency.
Haiti grew more unstable under Moïse's watch. Critics accused him of growing increasingly authoritarian. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Surfside, Florida have conceded that it is no longer a search and rescue mission in the rubble of a collapsed condominium. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The mission has shifted to a recovery effort. Authorities telling families privately there is no chance of life. Publicly, County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Please keep these victims and these families in your hearts and prayers.
The families were told by fire rescue officials that the listening devices and rescue dogs will be removed from the site, but that the crews are still dedicated to finding victims' remains, vowing to bring closure to those they can. Relatives sobbed in the background as that grim announcement was made. No one's been pulled out alive since the day of the collapse, June 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.